We are holding a kufaf heil and beis by the two dots. Zemar she kshura. So the Mishnah said that if you have a case, you have a grapevine, which is attached to this tefiach, this item which you use to draw water from the well, some type of a jug, so you can use it on Shabbos. The Mishnah says it has to be tied. Zemar says kshura in loy kshura loy. It has to be tied on. If it's not tied on, it's not acceptable. Let's argue that our Mishnah will not fit with the Shita of Rishim ben Gamliel. Which means that the person had decided to use it beforehand, and it was something which is fit to use, but that's not sufficient. You have to do an action of tying it on. That's not like Rishim ben Gamliel. The Tanya Rishim ben Gamliel says, Kurius Shaldekel Shagodron Le'etzim. So you have these branches of the palm tree, which a person cut them off the tree with intention to use them for firewood. Then Venimach Alein Le Yeshiva. And he decided to change his mind to use them to sit on. So the Tanakhama says, Sarach Liksha, you need to bundle them together into bundles. You have to do some action of tying them together to change their status for being muksam, because firewood is muksa on Shabbos. You can't make a fire on Shabbos. But for yeshivas would be permitted, but you need to do an action to change its status. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, ein tzorach likshur, that you do not need to tie it, just the decision alone, the machshava alone, is sufficient to change its status. So over here we're saying that the decision alone to use them is not sufficient. It's not like Rishim ben Gamliel. So Omer Sheshes, I feel the tamer Rishim ben Gamliel. I can tell you that our Mishnah agrees with Rishim ben Gamliel, and our Mishnah is talking about something else totally. It's still attached to the vine. This extension of the vine is still attached to the ground, basically. So that's why you need to tie it. And Morris says, if that's the case, it means even Rishim ben Gamliel would agree in a situation where it's attached to the ground that the decision alone is not sufficient. Over here, you would need to do some action of tying it, because otherwise it's mamash, it's considered part of the karka. And Morris says, one second, it doesn't help. You're using an item which is attached to the ground. You may not use an item which is attached to the ground. We didn't come across like a market. We had that before somewhere. If you have a growing item which is part of the ground, because now we're afraid prohibited using it, Xer, you might come to take off an item from it to use for a whip, something of that sort. So you can't use it. The more answers, Lamatan Gimel. It's within three Tfachim next to the ground, and the first three tfachim they dealt with like karka itself, not like a tree. Like we saw before, that up to three tfachim it's considered like the ground itself. We had that idea before, in the case that we had in the first parak with the hillock, which is less than three tfachim high, it's not considered like just any type of rishus, it's just part of the ground. So the first three tfachim are not the problem. You could even tell me over here that the issue over here is in a case where it is detached. And so Rishim Gamliel would agree in this situation that you need to tie it. The decision alone is not deficient, because he decides to use it, and then on Shabbos he comes to use it. It might be too long or something of that sort. And Gezer Shem Yiktim, he might decide to break off the ends. And that'll be a form of a makom patish, because he's taking this item which is not the proper size, and he's breaking it to size to be able to use it. So he's making it more usable, so that'll go under the gzeira makom patish, the aloha makom patish. Let's see Rashi. Sheina kishura lo. It's the last, second to last narrow line. So we're going to inferred from the Mishnah that it's only if it's mutter, if it's tied. If it's not tied, it's not sufficient. Even though it has a bend at the end, which is like the bend like a fork. I'm not sure exactly what the bend of a fork was, which would allow it to be the right sharp, the proper shape to be able to hang the tefiach onto it, with a malice, and use it for drawing water. And the chiyush will, and he even thought about using it. It's not sufficient. You must actually tie it. Chiyush shadekut shagodon leitzim shechotkon lehesek. You cut them off, intending to use them for firewood. Then you decide to use them to sit on. Sarach lipshem erev Shabbos. You must tie them up into bundles before Shabbos. So Morris said over here is the case is it's still attached to be'avia begefen, still attached to the vine. Even though it's tied on, so why is it mutter? If it's mechuber, it's still us. So my answer is the matam gimel. Samach lekarkas, it's within the first three tefachim next to the ground. Obviously, the case has to be that you're talking about using it to draw water from a very. If it's within the first three tefachim, so it's a short thing, which is only three tefachim long. So what are you going to use it for? You're drawing water out of a spring. Which a spring is not deep, as opposed to a well, obviously that wouldn't work for you. Rashi is dealing with a practical question. If the whole thing is this long, exactly how does it help you getting down into a well?
Is the whole thing this long, or just that it comes out of the ground? Within?
No, because the rest is, let's call them Alam Gimel. The fact that the Geffen moves along the ground is not what's called the Matam Gimel. It means the first three Tvachim next to where it comes out of the ground is still called Karka. The rest of it, I don't care if it's lying on the ground, that's not called karka anymore. Especially once you stick it into the well, it's no longer lying on the ground, right? So, you're allowed to use a tree within the three tvachim of the ground. So sometimes you'd have these roots which come out of the ground, and they're bent, and you can sort of like, you can sort of sit in them, but, if they're three tefachim off the ground, gimel lo yeshiv, then you can't sit in them. But less than three, you're allowed to sit in them. That's not. There's no way to be mishdamish, but mechuber lekarka lematim gimel.
If you had cut down trees to, let's say, tree stumps to make tree stumps, or like
right. So if they're less than three tefachim, you're allowed to sit in them. Gzeir shem yikdim, shem lemocha tia lo yaruchu, because we're afraid maybe tomorrow it'll be too long if he doesn't really finish it off before Shabbos. Yiktemena and he will break it off. Mitech shehiraka, since it was soft, menoicha litim, it's easy to break off. Mimsa oisa kli, and now he's cutting it to the certain size, he's making a kli, b'chayvashim makvim patish. So that's why over here we said you must tie it on before Shabbos, thereby taking care of all of its, measures, etc. before Shabbos. Abba b'churyas, li yeshiva, leka l'migzer hachi. In the case of the chori, you're sitting on, there's no, you just sit on the thing, the pile. So, hilchot b'machshava sagi, over there, just designating it in thought is sufficient, according to Rishon ben Gamliel. Okay, pekaka chaloi. Omer Rabba bar Bar Chana, back in the Gemara. Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Hakol moedim, shein oisin oil aroi b'tchila b'yamtif, ein tzarech lomer b'shabbos. Everybody agrees that you can't make an oil on Shabbos, even though it's a temporary oil. Now, a temporary oil is not binyan, but it's a derabbanan. It's like binyan. Therefore, Chazal prohibited making an oil on Shabbos. Now, Rashi points out Tosfos disagrees. That's only an issue of making an oil. A mechitza aroy, which is just up and down, but it's not acting in any way as some way arching over onto something. It's not a problem of making a mechitza aroy on Shabbos, but an oil aroy is also to make on Shabbos. I don't remember the number. I'm sorry. Okay. So lo nechleku ela lo hoisif. The machlokes is: are you allowed to add on to an oil a roy? Now, Shrav Eliezer Amar ein masifin b'yamtiv ve'in tzarchlam b'shabbos. You may not add on Yom Tov, and obviously you may not add on Shabbos. You're allowed to add on even on Shabbos, and obviously you're allowed to add on Yom Tov. Now, Rashi says, what in the world is it to do with our Mishnah? Our Mishnah is a case over here, we have the wall of the house, you want to put this piece of wood into the opening in the wall. So this is the case of not an oil, but of a mechitza. You're adding on to the mechitza. You're extending the mechitza of the house by finishing off this space which was open. You're closing it. The other hand, our case of our Mishnah is a binyan which is kavua. Right? It's not a binyan aroy. It's a binyan kavua. So Rashi says that the Gemara feels adding on to a mechitza of a binyan kavua is the equivalent of adding on to a oil of a binyan aroy. And that's what the Moor is making a parallel between the two cases. So adding on to the same way the Tana of our Mishnah says, the Eliezer says, you may not add on to the mechitza by putting this item into the mechitza unless it's clearly just temporary, i.e. it's tied on and it's hanging. But otherwise it's going to look, it looks like you're adding on to a mechitza, binyan kavua. That's equivalent of adding on to extending an oil aroy. Yeah. I don't think so. Okay, Zakrashi. Shenos an oil aroy. The third line from the bottom. Lifras machselas al dala machitzas. You want to spread out there's four walls there. You want to take a mat and put it on top. Or Dalon Kundosim, where you have four poles. Lias Tzel, you want to make a oil menacham, you want to make some shade, so you take your mat and put it on top of these four poles, they're just standing there ready. That's, you can't make that. Medavka Gaga Soser, Ava Mechitza, oil, who, Meshori. Mechitza is not an oil, and therefore you're allowed to Leforsa Litznias, to hang it up for Litznias purposes. You want to have some privacy, so you want to take a sheet and hang it over these poles so that nobody can look in. Kamina be'erevin, go to the Shmuel, more so over there, that's mutter. So, but the case of our Mishnah, which was putting the chaloyin into the wall, mishum the binyan kavuahu, umesi kemoisev ala binyan. That's already, since it's a binyan kavua, so it looks like you're extending the you're adding on to the binyan, and that they we held was similar. So adding on to a binyan kavua is the same thing of the mechitza is the same thing as the oil. L'hoisif kigur shahoyim machselas prusa aleyan. They argue in a case where the mat is already on top of these four poles. Ukrucha. And if it's, some of it is bent over, so it's laid out, but it wasn't totally rolled out. You had this mat, wasn't totally rolled out. It was partly, was still bound up. Menishaba aver, and there's some airspace which is left. Lamachar poshta, you want to extend the mat further. Dumi the bekak, the moisir ba'amu. That's like the case of the bekak, which you're just adding on. You're not building it anew. You're adding on, and we hold it to our equivalent. The Ran says the case over here was talking about a chaloyin, according to the Ran, was a skylight. So then the parallel is much, much easier. We're talking about it's you're being moisiv onto the roof, and that's a parallel. Well, that's the machlokes. What? Okay, yeah. Rashi apparently said that's not usually the word for that is a aruba. That's the aruba is the name for a skylight. So chalon would be an interesting usage for that. But that's what Rashi says is true. Okay. So the Tanakh, so Rabbi Eliezer says that you need, it's only mutter if it's clearly not part of the binyan. And that is by the fact that this board that you're using to board up the window is attached. It's tied onto the window and it's hanging. So even when you take it out of the window, it doesn't go. It's not on the ground. It's still still hanging in the air. So that's obviously there for the purpose of putting it in and out. So then that's clearly not that you're adding onto the binyan. This is clearly just a shutter which is made to go in and out. So I'm going to say ben kach or ben kach, whether it's this or whether it's that, poking, well, you may use it to fill up the hole. So what is my ben kach or ben kach? Whether this or whether that. So it's not very clear. So Rabbi Yezer required two things. It has to be kosher and tolu. Chum is saying whether it's this or whether it's that, it's mutter. So what's the this and what's the that? Amar Rav Abba, Amar Rav Kahana. Ben kosher, ben sheino kosher. Whether it's tied or not tied, either way it's going to be mutter. You don't need, so obviously you don't need hanging. If you don't need it, that should be tied. Obviously you don't need that it should be, that it should be, it's not going to be hanging. Right? So this thing is lying on the ground, as far as they're concerned. It's not attached at all. It's still is mutter. But, v'husha masukah. But it has to be that from before Shabbos, this has been designated for the purpose of putting into the window. That's what Rab Abba Bar Amar of Kahana says. Amalei Rab Yirmiyah. So Yirmiyah says to, why is that so obvious to you that that's permitted? I could translate the language of the Mishnah in the following way. Let the Rebbe say, "Ben Tolui uben Sheno Tolui v'husha kosher." Maybe the Ben Kach Mikach is whether it's hanging or not. But obviously, it has to be attached to the window. This way, there's some element of indication that you're planning. It's made to go in and out of the window. That's why it's motu. So it's tied to the window, but you don't need it to be suspended in the air, even if it's lying on the ground. The rope which holds it is long enough to allow it to lie on the ground. So someone walks in and says, oh, it's just a piece of wood on the ground, you're sticking in the window, that's awesome. No, you see that it's attached by the fact that it's tied. But your idea that the chamer being matzah, even without being tied at all, so basically it's a board of wood sitting on the ground. Nobody recognizes the fact that it's made for the window. So you decided in your mind before Shabbos to put it for that purpose. Okay, so that's enough. But why is that enough? People look at it as like you're taking a piece of wood out of the ground and sticking it in the window. That should be also. Why do I say this? Furthermore, the Omer Rabba Bar Chana, Omer B'Yochanan, so Rabbi Yirmiyah says, there's a statement in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, and the Rabbi Yochanan says the following, K'machloikis kan, kach machloikis benagar, hanigra. The same machlokes you have over here is the same machlokes you have by the case of the Nagar HaNigra. Nagar HaNigra is a Mishnah Erevin. It's not. What's the Nagar HaNigra? Nagar is the, there's a reference to like a pole which was used to, the same way we have an idea that when you want to, sometimes you want to close the door and hold it in place, so you have like a open, you have a little hole in the lintel, and you have a bolt which goes up into that hole. So this is what was in the ground. You'd have a hole which goes into the ground, and the way you would keep the door in place was by sticking this nagar, this spike, or into the ground. So here again, it looks like this piece of wood which a person is using to stick into the ground. So are you allowed to use it or not? Does it look like your stam, looks like you're driving a spike into the ground? Is it mutter or not? So nagar, which is opposed to being attached to the door, it's nigger, which is it's schlepping on the ground. It's not nagar or nigger. So the Tanakhama says, Noilin Bar Mikdash, in the base of Mikdash, that was which Durbanans, many Durbanans did not apply in the base of Mikdash. And there's a series of Mishnayas and the last paragraph of Erevin where contrast a certain Takanas Durbanan, nothing to do with Erevin per se, but there's a slew of Mishnayas which talk about certain things which Chazal did not aser in the Mikdash, but they asered outside of the base of Mikdash. So one example, we talked about taking a bandage off and putting a bandage back on. So that's not the Mesethas Erevin, but once it had one case which we contrasted regards to the Hilchos Erevin, Mikdash and non-Mikdash, and so it had a whole slew of Mishnayos which said you Mikdash versus non-Mikdash. So certain Rabbanim did not apply in the Mikdash. So Nagar and Nigar is acceptable to use in the Mikdash, but Abolai B'Medina, not anywhere in the country, anywhere outside of the Mesa Mikdash. V'hamunach kan v'kan osir. But if it's not attached, it's not nigger, which it's schlepping along. So there's a rope which is attaching this nagger to the door. So when you move the door, this nagger comes along. But it's not. That's mutter. But if it's munach, which means it's you take it off, you stick it in the corner, it's totally just stuck at munach, just sitting in the corner. That's also the Tanna Kamma says, even in the mikdash. Yeah. Not that it's something which is obviously there's a basic mikdash have the uses for it, but some of the derbanans, they would function fine. They would have ways to function without them. It wasn't like we were forced to be matir, because it was more like the Chazal said, because in the mikdash the kahanim is reason, and there's a tremendous amount of care over there. There wasn't the need to make these certain derbanan gzer you might come to the raisa. They would have that care. Rabbi Huda Omer, Hamunach b'mikdash, he says no, even the munach is mutter in the mikdash, but not in the medina, obviously. And v'hanigrer is even b'medina. In the case where nagar nigrer is, it's nigrer, which is it's tied on to the door, so that's mutter even outside of the base of mikdash. V'tanya, then the brisa says, that's the mishnah. Ezel nagar hanigrer, shenolah b'mikdash, avolah b'medina. The brisa says, what's the case of the nagar? The Tanna Kamma says, nagar hanigrer, which you may use in the Beis HaMikdash and not outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Kosher kosher v'toloi v'rosha magia l'aretz. The Tanna Kamma says that it's tied on, it's suspended in the air, but the bottom of it touches the ground. That's how far that they were matar nagar hanigru. Not more than that. So it's not enough that it has to be tied on, it has to be suspended in the air. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Zeh af b'medina mutter." If the case was that it was tied on and suspended in the air, that's mutter even outside of the Beis Hamikdash. Ela ezel she b'medina aser, kosheno loy kosher v'loy tali. The example which is aser in the medina is a case where it's not tied on, and obviously it's not suspended. B'shamta, when you take it out, umanicha b'keren zavus, you put it off into the corner. Okay. So who is the Tanna Kamma of Nagar HaNigrer, which says that it's only mutter if it's nigrer, which means kosher and tolu? Is Rabbi Eliezer? It's Rabbi Eliezer of our Mishnah. And Rabbi Eliezer of our Mishnah says you need kosher and tolu. So the same way by the case of Pekaka Chaloin, you need kosher and tolu. So by the case of the Nagar, the Tanna Kamma says you need kosher and tolu. One second. So, who's the Tana? Who's the Rabbanan which argue on Rabbi Eliezer in our Mishnah? That's going to be Rabbi Yehuda by the case of Nagar and Nigger. And Rabbi Yehuda said, if it's totally detached and you stick it into the corner, that's also in the Medina. So what do I hold is mutter in the Medina? A case where it's kosher, but it's not tolu. Rabbi Eliezer says you need kosher and tolu, and that's what's going to be mutter in the mikdash and not in the Medina. So the parallel which we're discussing in our Mishnah is that the parallel we're discussing, Rabbi Yehuda requires by Nagar in the Mikdash X is the Tanna Kamma over there which requires in the Mikdash X is parallel to what Rabbi Eliezer requires not in the Mikdash over here by Pekak. So we're equating pekak outside the mikdash to nagar in the mikdash. So Rabbi Eliezer says in the mikdash you needed kosher and tolui. So over here by pekak he says you need kosher and tolui. So Rabbi Yehuda says the mikdash you don't need kasha v'talui. That's more to even outside of the mikdash. What's mutter in the mikdash, which is also in the medina, is kasha v'talui. And that's what the Chachamim is saying over here, outside of the mikdash by pekach, kasher and totally is mutter. But not more than that, you're saying it's even not kasher, it's mutter. And that's the more holds the parallel. Rashi touches on why would you see, why does the more feel it's proper to equate the machloikas by nagar in the mikdash and the levels of requirement in the mikdash to the levels of requirement by pekach outside of the mikdash. Why is that the parallel the more is saying? Why don't we make the parallel between nagar outside of the mikdash and pekach outside of the mikdash? You know, why don't we make that? Which then basically...
Do they ever take something of the mikdash apart? Do they ever consider taking something like that out and using it?
I'm sorry.
You were talking about at your home, you know, you take something out and use it for like a secondary reason. But the mikdash, I mean, would they actually take something apart?
We're seeing over here that by the case of the nagar, that the nagar, there's a certain level of permission in the mikdash which they did not give outside of the mikdash, and the pekach we're giving a level of permission outside of the mikdash. We're being more makel by the pekach than we are by the nagar. Now the question is, why is that? And the more is drawing a parallel between the two. So the more said, like, well, you see, obviously they're different because nagar is also outside the mikdash, and pekach is mutter in the mikdash, outside of the mikdash. So obviously the issue of pekach and nagar are not equivalent. So my issue isn't mikdash versus non-mikdash. My issue is what's the parallel between a nagar and a pekach if we see that we're dealing with them differently.
Yeah, but my thing was maybe it's not a good comparison because they never would take something apart from the mikdash to begin with.
No, I'm saying the opposite. We're being matter more by pekach than we are by nagar. Right? We're permitting by pekach. Everybody's saying outside the mesa mikdash, there's something mutter. But according to the Tana Kama over there of nagar hanigur, which it says that it's never mutter outside the mikdash. Period. So nagar obviously is a different din. So the more saying, but the same level you permit by mikdash, by nagar, you permit by pekach, not everywhere else, but other than mikdash. We're comparing this to this. So, because I'm not sure, it's two different dinim. Obviously, it's two different, because over there, outside of mikdash, everything is also. Now, over here, outside of mikdash, it's mutter. We're saying, well, the level you permit over here, the requirements you have over here to make a mutter, that's the requirements you have over there to make a mutter by mikdash. It's two different things. So Rashi, we'll see in Rashi touches on that. This is all Rabbi Yirmiyah's question. So if the parallel is correct, and the Rabbi Yochanan said the parallel is correct, that we compare the nagar of the mikdash to the pekach outside of the mikdash, and therefore we know that the Tana over there, which says, the Tana Kama over there, which says in mikdash you need nagar hanigar, which means kasher and tolli, is Rabbi Eliezer, which says you need kasher and tolli by pekach, so it means then I can go to the next step, that the Chacham over here would say that you don't need it is Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda was only matir in the mikdash kosher venatoli by nagar. So over here by the pekach, you should only permit kosher venatoli. It's still, it's not hanging, but it's still tied. You, Rabbi Kahana, you said even if it's not tied, it's a mutter. That doesn't make any sense. Where do you get that from? So let's see Rashi. Top Rashi. Ben kosher, ben shenar kosher. The Chachamim hold, you know, the Rilezer said you need it should be tied and suspended. Chachamim say, no, you don't need anything at all. It doesn't have to be tied even. Filik shir litzar. But it has to be that you've designated from before Shabbos and it fits the window. It's, you know, it's made for that purpose. So, you know, it's even though when you take it out, you put it off into the corner, that's okay. Why does the Rebbe assume so much heter? Maybe the Chum only argue and they permit that you don't need to suspend it. The Rebbe Eliezer, boy, kosher batoli, he requires it has to be tied, and even that's not enough, it has to be suspended. in the air. If you look kosher, even if it's tied on, in Russia, Nigra, Laor, it's the other end is touching the ground. Kosher, Rabbi Yezer, Kishayim, Toyim, and Akarka. So Rabbi Yezer deals with it as if you're taking a board off of the ground and sticking it on the window, Ubayna, by the Chatila, like you're building something. Rabbanan, Amalei, no, maybe the Rabbanan's answer is, Bain Toli, Bain Nigra, Poikin, Boyim, Vashi, Kosher. Listen, I don't need it to be suspended. It can be suspended, it can be on the ground. As long as it's tied on, it's attached, it's okay. Maybe that's how far the Chachamim permitted. But you're saying that you said they're permitting even if it's not attached, it's not tied on at all. Where do you get that from? And why am I saying this? But Saliyah, who the plegin, they're arguing, he says they're arguing about whether you need to suspend it. But they both agree you need it, it should be tied. The Madama and the Pugta, the Nagar, Hanigar. Because we're equating it to the case of the Nagar. And the Hussam, they're called kosher, and everybody agrees that you need it should be tied. So we're also, everybody should agree that it needs to be tied, and only arguing whether it has to be suspended. Nagar is, yes, it's a yosid, it's a spike. Shetoken b'char shemift, and you would put it into the hole in the stoop, okay. Menorah boy said, Ellison, that you would use that to shut to keep the door shut. Hanigra, can refer, what's nigger mean? Shekosher bedelis, el shirosha nigger lords. Like the Bryce explains, nigger means that it's tied on, but it's dragging on the ground. It's that one end is on the ground. Nelam b'mikdash, the kim of the kosher boy, since it is tied on to the door. Miyuchud v'ayman hulakach, so that makes it as a valid designation, and that's its function. Therefore, karnivah binyan zeh mi boyoy. So we deal with this as if this is not a new build, new act of boyna, but rather this is made to go in and out. So that's already been done from before Shabbos. Vein boy elegzeres shvus midivrei. So the only problem is exeres rabbanon. We let people put spikes into the ground. That's not a very safe place to go because you might be putting spikes into the ground as part of the building process of building a hole. That's the Rabbanan. V'ein shuus b'mikdash. They did not make this into the Rabbanan the Mikdash. But v'hamunach, shener kashri klal, it's not tied on at all. El kashushayim t'min achor, when you take it out of the hole, v'nichol gabi karka, you just put it somewhere on the ground. Hel kashatoyker b'shabbos, that's what it is. So when you put it in on Shabbos, boinahu v'sura d'raisuhu af mikdash. That's an isur d'raisu, Rashi says, and that's why it's also even in the Mikdash. Comes along Rabbi Yehuda and says, no. Hamunach mutim ha-mikdash, tekim and the masukan me'as malahachi, lav bainahu. We don't deal with it as bainah because it was already designated from before Shabbos for this purpose, to go in and out. So that's called, even though you have no indication on the item, but since it's designated, that's not bainah deraisa, it's not called binyan. You know, taking an item and sticking a nail into the wall of the house is an issur d'malacha d'oraisa. You have a wall to hang a nail, or you put a nail to hang something on. That's a malacha d'oraisa, like we had before in Perek Habayna. Right? So sticking a spike into the ground, that's a malacha d'oraisa. He says, no, it's not, because it was designated from beforehand. He's saying, even though there was a hole there, even though filling up the hole and putting the spike there that now is holding something in place, that's a malach. The Tanakama hole, that's a deraisa. Comes along Rabbi Yehuda and says, no, since it was clear that it was made to go in and out from before Shabbos, that's what it's designated for this purpose, it's not deraisa. Therefore, the Beis HaMikdash is mutter. But, so where's the machlokes? Excuse me, where's the difference between Mikdash and non-Mikdash? In a case where Munach is mutter in the mikdash and osur outside of the mikdash, and nigger is even mutter outside of the mikdash. Came on the brisa. The brisa said, "Shekasha b'tali roishim ha'olyan." The top part is tied on, and it's hanging. Aburoisha hatachta megilor. It's the bottom. The bottom end is scraping the ground. It's on the ground. So that's the case which is mutter in the mikdash because it's touching the ground, it's not totally suspended, and usher outside of the mikdash. That's the Tanakam. And Rabbi Yehuda said, no, that's what even outside of the Mikdash. Where's the case which is usher in the Medina, that it's not kosher and it's not toluy, and you put it in the corner. But it had to have been kosher and toluy, even though it's magia la'aretz, that's a mimutter everywhere. And we said, Mantana Nagar Nigger ushered the boy Tarti. And who is the Tana of Nagar Nigger, the Tana Kam over here, with the case of Nagar Nigger? So Ula said, it's Rabbi Eliezer, he domer gabi pekaka chalon, Tarti b'inun. So he says, by pekaka chalon, you need two things to make a designation. That's what you need in Mikdash to be matered by the case of Nagar. So in other words, by Nagar, we're dealing with a question of a potential deraisa. So of a stick mamash sticking into the ground. So we're going to be more machmer by nagar than we are by pekak, which everybody agrees that the issue over here is only that it looks like you're adding on to the binyan. So we're going to be matter by pekak even outside of the mikdash, but we were matter by the case of the nagar in the mikdash. That we're comfortable with. But at the same time, we're going to draw parallels to how much does Chazal say you need to do by Nagar in the Mikdash, by Pekak outside of the Mikdash, to make this mutter. So Rabbi Eliezer says you need to do two things. You need to have it tied and totally suspended. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you don't need two things to have it tied and totally suspended. It's enough that it's tied. So, but if you're drawing our parallel, so by the case of the same way in the Nagar and the Mikdash, it's only mutter if it's tied. So by the case of Pekak, outside of the Mikdash, it's only going to be mutter if it's tied. So why did you, Rav Kahana, say it's mutter even when it's not tied? The Merkakal and Tartibinan, Mechlav de Behuda, Kirabonan, Alma Rabonan, Kshirabo, we see the Chaman need at least it should be tied. So the more answers, Armalei, so Rav Kahana said back, or Rav Abba said back the name of Rav Kahana. I think it's Rav Kahana talking about it. Armalei, Anod the Amri Ki Haitana. So Rav Kahana says, I said what I said because I have a different Tana which says that you do not need even tied. Where's that? The Tanya. So a person took a reed a stick and he uses this stick to open and shut the door. So this mantra kosher betoli bepesach. So if it's Tanakama over here says that if it's you need it should be tied and suspended on the door. And kosher betoli and pesach v'nolbut. If it's not tied and suspended, then you cannot use it to open with. Shimon ben Gamil armor mesukin av bishen a kosher. Shimon Gamil says no, as long as before Shabbos you've done whatever action you need to do to make this functional, to be able to use it to open and close, I do not need it to be attached at all. So we see Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel holds that even if it's totally detached, it's mutter, since that's its function. So Rav Kahana says, therefore I feel the Chum over here is saying in the Pekaka Halom, since its function is been the action which is necessary to make it functional has been done before Shabbos, I don't need it to be tied at all, detached at all, attached in any way, shape, or form. Amar Bihura B'Shilat, Amar Ravasi, Amar B'Yechon, Halacha, Kiram Hashim Ben Gamliel. So, Hashim Ben Gamliel says, the Yerechon says, Halacha, Hashim Ben Gamliel, that you don't need it to be tied at all, as long as it's been prepared before Shabbos, it's been cut to the right size, everything has been done beforehand, you can use it to go in and out of the window without any attachment at all. It's been prepared by designated beforehand. Even though it's not tied on. Now Rashi says she'skino she'zmino means that I want to correct something. Rashi is saying over here that the point is that it's a stick of wood. So, Tosis says over here the issue we're dealing with probably is of tiltal. The problem is it should be muksa. A piece of wood is muksa. Well, no, I designated it from beforehand. That makes it non-muksa. So over here also, even though I have not done anything more than that, just the designation alone is sufficient according to Shmuel Mill, because that was Shmuel Shita we had before, that he holds to make something non-muksa, thought alone is sufficient. So,
especially the piece of wood is designed to fit the thing. It's not.
No, it's the thing. It's not. It's a piece of wood.
It's any piece of
wood. It's a piece of wood. It's a stick. But I said, this is going to be my stick. Yes. That's it. Karnas Shem Lil, that's enough. So, that's why I want to correct myself. It wasn't fixed. It was just designated. So Rashi says, according to Shem Lil, that's sufficient. So, we're going to draw a parallel to our mission also. That is sufficient. Tosis, yeah. Okay. Okay, let's hold it here.
What do you mean by it wasn't fixed?
You didn't do any action to shape it, etc.